His doctors are dictating from Woodhaven, assisted living patient. First name is Donald. Last name is Lenz, L-E-N-Z. Date of birth is 10/31/1927. Date of evaluation is 5/17/2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of dementia. With the behavioral issues, period, staff reports that patient can be uncooperative with care, and hallucinates. History of present illness. This is a 94 years old widowed male who was admitted here on 4/4/2022. Patient's chart indicates history of diabetes, hyperlipidemia, dementia, hearing loss, hypertension, known ST elevation, myocardial infarction, ASHD, atrial fibrillation, cerebral ischemia, UTI, history of COVID-19. Staff reports that the patient is not a morning person. Period, during my evaluation, he did respond to his name. Patient has bilateral hearing loss and vision impairment. He did not respond to any of my questions to assess his mood, history, cognition. I called a patient's son, Mark, and later on also spoke to a patient's daughter, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Francisco, on telephone. Patient's son reported that his dad was an engineer for Ford Motor Company for 43 years. And his wife passed away 10 years ago of cancer, and 6 months later, his son passed away. Son believes the daughter started to show cognitive changes more than a year ago, and he was getting forgetful to take his medications. Period. At that time, he lived at Henry Ford Village. According to son, patient became delirious post-UTI in December. And has had visual hallucinations and started talking about seeing bugs and mice and people in the room even when nobody was around. His son reports that dad is under care of a urologist. Patient was started on Seroquel for hallucinations, which are reported to be somewhat helpful. But son reports that most recently he was talking about seeing his mother, who has been deceased for a long time. Patient's sister reports that he is more cooperative with her, and she was also expressing concerns that patient's uncooperative behaviors could be secondary from his poor vision and hearing deficit. Sister felt guilty and was wondering if she should take care of him at home, but also stated that she's recovering and dealing with long COVID. She reports that her dad is otherwise a very gentle man. And son also stated that their father was a quiet man. No known history of alcohol, drug abuse, or any mental illness. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness. Eyes, vision impairment, ear, nose, throat, hearing deficits, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, genitourinary history of UTI, neurologic, memory deficits, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, widow, number of children, son and a daughter who are living, current occupation, retired from Ford Motor Company as an engineer. Next paragraph, next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, lateral form and chart, nursing and phone consultation with patient's son, Mark, as well as daughter, Michelle. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Current medications, MAR reviewed, Seroquel 12.5 mg BID and melatonin 5 mg HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure. Before that, blood pressure 132 over 67, pulse 62, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, inappropriate, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, not very spontaneous, mood, unable to assess, thought processes, appears confused, thought content, no spontaneous reports of any thoughts or form to self, others, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be actively hallucinating at this time, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory, unable to assess, but appears severely impaired, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep and appetite poor. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Unspecified dementia with behavioral disturbance, F03.91. Plans, continued behavioral interventions. Peer staff needs to anticipate patient's needs. Peer talk to patient in a calm manner. Peer make sure patient is wearing hearing aids when staff is talking to him. Peer give patient simple instructions when assisting him with ADL care. Period. Consistent redirection and limit setting for any inappropriate behaviors. Number two, psychosis with delusion due to known psychosis with the hallucinations. Due to known physiological condition, F06.0, plans continue Seroquel as prescribed, continue melatonin disposition. This is 94 years old male with significant cognitive impairment and ongoing physical limitations. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Medications can only help to an extent. Continue behavioral interventions as recommended. We'll follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99325. under supplemental administrative common side effects of antipsychotics. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, say goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.